There has been change in many predominantly Muslim countries, but some still cling to a brutal tradition, female circumcision. The practice involves the partial or total removal of the external female genitalia. It is also known as female genital mutilation, or FGM, and it's been widely condemned as a violation of human rights. FGM is common in many African countries, including Egypt, but now the Egyptian government has made it a crime. Ursula Lindsay reports from Cairo.
Zainab works as a cleaning lady in Cairo. She comes from a small town in northern Egypt. All the girls in her town were circumcised before reaching puberty.
My mom had me circumcised when I was 8. It was terrible. I remember it to this day. There was an old lady. She brought a razor. She grabbed hold of me. There were many women holding on to me, and my mother, of course. It was a big shock to me. I was in great pain for the next 4 or 5 days. I had trouble going to the bathroom and walking.
The vast majority of Egyptian women are circumcised. The practice is viewed here as a way to protect family honor.
Arab girls develop early, so they circumcise them. They say it so the girl doesn't go astray, doesn't do something wrong, doesn't want a man right away.
Many families fear if they don't circumcise their daughters, they won't be able to find them husbands. Egypt's health ministry banned female circumcision in 1996, but the ban had loopholes, and the practice continued. Then last summer came news of the death of a girl undergoing female circumcision. The story made headlines. Mushida Khatab is Secretary General of Egypt's National Council for Childhood and Motherhood. Her agency has been leading a national campaign against female circumcision. She says the girl's death shocked the public.
There has been a paradigm shift in how the society looks at it. Now it's front page when a girl dies out of circumcision. Before, it didn't even make headline in the accident page.
Still, support for female circumcision runs high in some quarters. Members of the Islamist opposition group, the Muslim Brotherhood, strongly opposed the ban in parliament. They painted it as an imposition of Western values. Saad Katatni is head of the Brotherhood's parliamentary bloc.
We've said what's right in one society may not be right in another society. What's right for American or European society isn't necessarily right for me, for my society, with its traditions and values.
Muslim Brotherhood members say the legislation is an attack on Islam and tradition. Mushida Khatab says FGM may be a tradition, but it has nothing to do with Islam.
This is a cultural issue. It doesn't have anything to do with religion. Many Muslim scholars and influential people, they have all proved it is not in Islam. Prophet Muhammad did not circumcise his daughters. In Saudi Arabia, they don't know female genital mutilation.
In fact, Egypt's highest religious authorities have spoken out publicly against FGM. 2 years ago, Egypt's Mufti, Sheikh Ali Goma, said that Egypt should fight against this crime. Now Egypt joins a list of more than 15 African countries that outlaw female circumcision. But experts say those laws aren't consistently enforced. Simona Galbiati works on child protection issues for the United Nations Development Program. She says legislation is important, but laws alone aren't enough.
You need to have a lot of efforts in doing awareness and in doing activities on the ground to convince people that this is something that is harming the human being. If they don't see that harm, they will continue doing it.
So FGM opponents in Egypt have been lobbying doctors, journalists, and religious figures to build a consensus against the practice. The government is funding TV commercials and billboards condemning it. And all these efforts appear to be having some effect. Government statistics show that 96% of Egyptian women are circumcised, but the rate for teenage girls is lower, about 80%. And surveys suggest that rate continues to drop. Zainab, the woman who was circumcised when she was 8, says when the time came to circumcise her own daughter, she decided not to do it.
My mother told me I should circumcise her. I said no. I said I don't want my daughter to suffer the pain I suffered. When my daughter grew up and understood, she thanked me for it.
For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.